And it's just great to be able to have my guests in this morning. First, City Manager Gary Williams is joining us. First off, it's good to see you again.
Hey, thanks.
I've seen you since the chamber launch. I think same for you, Chief.
Yeah, probably so. Jeff Probst. I was in here.
Not long afterwards.
Yeah,
that was
we
right.
spoke, yeah.
It's great to I'm starting Monday at 7:20 in the morning on the radio. It's not everybody's dream job to start your week. So thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know, when I saw this security camera set up for Carbondale that you're going to start this, I started asking people, you know, what do you think? You know, and that Big Brother element came up pretty quick. And you know what was interesting? The people almost universally said, we're already there. We're already there. And they weren't really concerned about that aspect. And I thought that was actually a pretty enlightened approach. Mm-hmm. Gary?
Hey, Tom, that was probably one of our biggest concerns with this whole program. Chief Grubbs and I have been talking about this for, a year?
At least, yeah.
Yeah, and he's been talking about it even longer. And I think probably one of our biggest concerns all along the way was precisely that, is Big Brother. People are going to think we're watching them. People are going to think that, you know, that some surveillance system to kind of track every movement and all that. And that's just not the intent of the program. It's to make people feel safer, perception safety. It's to help solve crimes, but it's just, you know, frankly, we just don't have the resources to have a team of officers sitting around watching cameras.
I mean, that's what I thought of. Chief Grubbs is joining us in the studio that, you know, you're going to take one of your officers off the street and set him in front of a monitor all the time, and I really didn't see the staff being so big that you could afford that. I mean, when you think about that, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, that's a lot of man hours.
No, we won't be taking staff off the street. This is to supplement staff, and this feed will go into our communication center where our dispatchers are working so that they'll be able to monitor incidents before they occur, while they're occurring. Members of the public may overreact because they've never been involved in a critical incident, so this will give eyes on for our dispatchers to be able to upgrade the police response or, more importantly, downgrade a response that doesn't need emergency vehicle operations to keep both the officers and the public safer.
And too, when you have these huge responses, people respond even more negatively too. So you've got that on your side too. Gary Williams, City Manager, how many cameras and where?
12 cameras, and they're essentially from College up to Cherry Street. That's one of the busiest parts of Illinois Avenue. But that, again, this first phase, we're already talking about rolling some more out a little further south. So we really want to cover the densest areas first, kind of get our feet wet and work the bugs out with this and roll it out more.
How much? How much does it cost?
About $10,000.
How much a unit for a camera? Do you know? I mean, because you got installation and all this other stuff too.
Total project cost for this, which we have a local vendor that we partnered with, and you know, it was one of his first installs. So not only did we help a local business owner, but he was able to help the city that he does business in.
Yeah.
So we saw a better price point.
All right. When it comes to these cameras, what type of technical capabilities are we talking about here?
Well, you know, we brought you an example, Tom. You can probably see the resolution. I mean,
resolution is the number one thing that the first impression jumped right out at me.
Yeah, it's HD quality. I mean, it's fantastic quality as far as it's not pixelated. And then at every one of those locations, we have one camera that you'll see the acronym PTZ. It's a pan tilt zoom. So we do have the capability to zoom in on certain locations.
And then long-term storage of that video in case you need to go back.
We do have that. We're still, we're trying to figure out like how long we want to keep that for. Obviously, there's huge, memory requirements and data requirements. So, and we don't want to keep it extremely long time because, frankly, we just don't need it.
Right.
And then there's also, reporting issues that we have to take into consideration as well.
I mean, when it comes to this, you could say this will help us solve crime. But there's another aspect in Carbondale right now, and that is the perception the police department realizes what's going on, taking action to remediate it. There's a comfort factor that comes with this, and quite frankly, if you're coming downtown to do something wrong, we're watching effect too. I mean, there's a psychological effect for these presence of these cameras.
Well, you know, private businesses and members of the public have embraced cell phone, you know, type videos for a long time. And you know, those are important investigative tools, but so often they only provide us a snippet of what occurred during an incident or, is that element that only wants to provide the most controversial snippets of what may occur.
Right.
And so we're looking to tell the broader story. We have isolated incidents where things are reported that don't occur at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, we also have incidents where, you know, when we do have a victim of a crime, they can't always identify the person that perpetrated that crime. And so this is a way to supplement that capability through identification quality video. And, you know, also hopefully to make us more efficient and in streamlining our investigations by not only being able to have a narrative to that story, but actually show what actually occurred.
After I've seen some of the videos taken downtown during events, and it's like halfway in the, you're in like the second half of the game. You don't know how the setup, what happened, what generated that event. And there's a whole story, there's a curve. Infrared capabilities too for nighttime,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, we were testing the other day, and what was interesting is with the street lights downtown and the quality of the cameras, I don't know that we're going to be using infrared that much because the light, there's enough ambient light
right
that
downtown.
It makes it look really clear all the time.
See, isn't that weird? Because until you said that, I was thinking about people on the sidewalks. I never for a second thought about traffic until you just said that. Mm-hmm. There's another aspect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and that's one of the goals, was to have this system operational before this past weekend's Lights Fantastic Parade. You know, as another tool to be able to monitor traffic patterns.
Right, and the crowd and items along this line. So this is the future. Everybody almost universally agrees, and what I think interesting is, unless I've missed something somewhere, Southern Illinois, downstate, you're the first. The city of Carbondale's doing it first. I don't know of another community that's doing this downstate. Do you guys? I most certainly don't.
Now, I can't speak to it.
Now, Jeff, you alluded to this earlier, that sometimes you go to businesses and we use some of the video from their security cams, or very often like the front, you know, right in front of the door and things along that line. You might get a snippet or a plate, somebody driving by. But when it comes to taking a coverage of your city, I think this is the first. At least downstate.
Well,
south of 64, I'm thinking.
Yeah, our goal, too, is that we want to be the leader, not just in law enforcement and these types of programs, but with everything we do. And so this is certainly a program that helps us do that. But, I hope people recognize that we're the first and the leader in this.
This is a relatively small investment when you consider what goes on in the world and what you can stop or what you can solve. $10,000 is, and I hate to say this, it's nothing because it's not nothing. But it's a small price, I think. I mean, I expected probably a larger price.
Yeah, well, in the context of a $25 million general fund budget, $10,000 is. It's,
right.
It's minuscule.
But this also plays another role. It's another part of the downtown renovation project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, and that's we want this to be part of a broader strategy. We'd like to deploy cameras at some point, you know, in a larger part of the community. But first and foremost, we're focused a lot on revitalizing downtown, and you see some of the things going on there. And we need to get people to go downtown if it's going to be successful, right? And so the perceptions of safety, we want people to feel comfortable down there. We think if the public knows that these cameras are in place and we can monitor activity, we can help solve crimes, it'll help do that.
And see, you know, literally having been on the Strip my fair share of the time, I've never really had a time where I didn't feel safe on the Strip. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, Halloween, sorry. There were some times during Halloween I didn't feel safe.
Well, I mean, I think that goes back to what city manager just said, and that is a focus on not only reducing crime, preventing crime, solving crimes, but reducing the fear of crime.
Right.
And, you know, having these so-called safe zones with cameras being a part of our overall policing strategy, in my opinion, does nothing but supplement that and enhances the safety of the public and hopefully reduces the fear of crime alongside that.
That fear of crime, that's interesting because that's something I hear more about than I see.
Mm-hmm.
And perception is, in some cases, reality. When will it be functional on the new install?
It's functional now. Yeah, we tested it. Was installed, I think, last Tuesday or so, and we did some a demo Wednesday morning. But, yeah, we're using them now.
All right, and so good to go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Hey, good to have you guys in. Chief, it's always good to see you. Thanks. Hey, when's your next coffee with a cop?
Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, Harbaugh's Cafe.
All right, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, Harbaugh's. So keep that in mind. Gary, it's good to see you. Gary Williams, Carbondale City Manager.